Shaylee Peters joining you now here on the Rural Radio Network, and it's time to look at this week's market activity as we visit with Blake Kopitz from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Blake, I guess let's just start off by reviewing the market activity this past week.
Well, we ended the week higher across the board. May corn ended the week at 369 and three quarters, up 3 cents. New crop corn finished at 387. That's up a penny and a half. May beans finished at 910 and a quarter. That was up 13 and a quarter. New crop beans were 922 and three quarters. That was up 13 and a quarter. And July wheat closed at 483 and a quarter. That was up 3 cents on the week.
All right, very good. And a decent end to the week. Let's focus, shift our focus a little bit towards those beans. Talk to us more about that.
Yeah, beans is where the action's been. A nice rally, like I said, 13 cents up on the week. A lot of it is just technical buying, short covering. A lot of funds were covering their shorts. There's just not a whole lot else to get short, or not many other reasons to stay short. It's not necessarily bullish, but there's also some strength in the bean oil, and then also exports were larger than expected in soybean meal. So most are kind of seeing us putting in a seasonal top here on, like I said, technical-based buying. Fundamentals haven't changed. There's still a massive global supply, and people are saying the South American production could be 4 to 5 million tons above the USDA estimates, and they're already projected record-high ending stocks. So fundamentals are still bearish, but we caught a nice rally, and we'll take it.
Bringing it back locally a little bit, talk to us about that cash market across Nebraska a little bit.
Well, we're actually weakening on the basis with this rally. There's been a ton of cash beans moved across the country. Some have likened it to a second harvest across the Midwest. So for us, that kind of tells us that your local supply and demand factors is there's plenty of supply out there. And, basis is weakened, 5 to 7, maybe even 10 cents, depending where you're at. And that also puts us near, harvest basis levels, which is very exciting. And then with basis weakening on the futures rally, that kind of tells us that maybe the futures rally can't really sustain itself much longer.
So as we look at a lot of these factors influencing the market here, what are you guys recommending at the ARC?
Well, if for some reason you're sitting on old crop beans, unhedged, with the basis weakening, might look to hedge what you have left, look for better basis selling opportunities going forward. And then as far as new crop, we stick to our tried and true seasonal average. On corn, we're 35% sold at $3.92. On beans, we're about 15% sold at $9. So we're well above that seasonal average, and whenever you can add sales above it, you're likely going to outperform. So we recommend just hedging new crop beans, or if you like options, a three-way option strategy we kind of like is you buy a 920 put, you can sell a $10 call, and you can sell an 840 put for a total or a net cost of, 8 to 9 cents, and that'll give you a chance to participate 80 cents to the upside and, protects you 80 cents to the downside.
Okay, thanks for the information, Blake. Blake Kopitz with the ARC Group in Lincoln. If you would like more information from Blake or anyone else, you can give them a call toll-free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.